with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction is pouring in after a divided Colorado Supreme Court removed former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky told the Salem Radio Network it's a bad ruling for all voters.
They're taking away your right to decide whether or not to vote for a candidate for president, and you should have the ability to do that, even if it's to vote against him.
The Colorado High Court said it based its ruling on the former president's role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Holiday travel expected to hit its peak right around now. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says more flight passengers are getting where they need to go.
Even during the busiest days of Thanksgiving travel, cancellations stayed below 1%. In fact, so far this year, I don't want to jinx us, but so far, 2023 has seen the lowest cancellation rate in the last 5 years.
One prominent media source is paying a lot of attention to the Israel-Hamas conflict.
The war between Israel and Hamas has also been fought on social media, with angry, passionate views traded between both sides. There's also been a constant flow of misinformation in a propaganda war that's seen social media platforms trying to disentangle what's permissible to say from what is not.
That is BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. A closer look at the numbers from Jeremy House.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims were up by 2,000 to 205,000 for the week that ended on December 16th. The four-week average of claims fell by 1,500 to 212,000. While the number of claims increased last week, they still remained at historically low levels, despite high interest rates.
That's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow is up 217 points. This is SRN News. One Georgia church has delivered a lot of Christmas presents.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state law allows abortions up until 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. The plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the state legislature. This is SRN News. A tiny chair made out of plywood and wheels is helping some special needs toddlers become a little more mobile.
19-month-old Elijah Jack of New Roads, Louisiana, becomes giddy with excitement when his mom, Crystal, puts him in his mobility chair. Elijah was born with no femur bone in one leg and a short femur in the other. But in the tiny chair, he can turn, stop, and steer on his own. Its simple construction is by biomedical students at Tulane University, who are partnering with the nonprofit Make Good. Platt says medical insurance usually doesn't cover the cost of a wheelchair for a child, unless there's sufficient evidence that the child can use it effectively. The mobility chairs provide that evidence. I'm Donna Water.
Animal shelters around the country are overcrowded. Operators say they believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing problems. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.